Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Saturday, May 10th, 2025. Last night, Indiana earned its first shutout win in over 2 years with a stellar seven-inning performance from senior lefty Ryan Kraft. Freshman shortstop Cooper Malamazian impressed with the glove and the bat, getting two big RBI hits early in the game. The media met with Kraft, Malamazian, and head coach Jeff Mercer following the contest.
From your emotion as a coach when you see Ryan Kraft, who's been here for so long, have one of his best outings and what's likely his last outing here, what goes through your mind as you watch that develop?
It's one of those things that you don't really fully appreciate until after the game, especially where it was still there's still a close game through the middle of it. But we were just talking about in the locker room there, just what a career transformation that he's had. You know, his freshman year, he pitched a bunch, but he got hit really hard. He was always in the fight. We just kept running him out there. And then his sophomore year, he's magical, right? With a primarily elevated sinker and cutter. And then we went back to the same game plan for his junior year, and he got hit really hard. And he goes out in the summer ball in the Northwoods and kind of reinvents himself as a five-pitch guy. He brings back that really big, slow curveball. And we worked on a changeup this year with him as well. But he just wasn't a two-pitch guy. And just really became the consummate pitcher. Even throughout the course of this year, has gotten better and better. But it's what you coach for. It's the relationships and an incredible family, and just the growth over the year, the adjustments. He's been everything that you could ever ask of a kid in the program, of a Hoosier. He's a lineage guy. His family's in Indiana and sister's in Indiana and all those things. Just everything you want the program to be about. A great student. Just a hell of a way to have your last outing at Indiana on this field.
You guys kind of going off that, with the way the Big Ten tournament works, how important is it for a guy like Kraft to showcase he can go seven scoreless in a Tuesday or Wednesday type setting in the Big Ten tournament?
It's huge. It's huge. And then to extend him out and to be able to have him, you know, not just for that 4 or 5 inning start, but then to get to the sixth and the seventh. And, you know, if you absolutely had to, maybe he could go back out again. But yeah, it's what you don't have to have. You're going to have some guys with some length and the guys that can manage and not let things get away from them. You know, we have the first inning, the chopper back to him, and the guy beats it, and he's just calm and collected and manages his way through it. And then they've got the air at third, and they bunt, and then, you know, there's an inning that can get big on you, and he gets a chopper for a double play ball. It's just where you kind of walk up and down the dugout talking to the young pitchers about this is what it looks like to manage the inning, manage the game, don't get out of control, just keep executing pitches. And especially when you throw a sinker like that in a changeup, you're always one pitch away from getting out of it. Just keep getting ground balls and keep going. So yeah, it's a big deal for the tournament, but it's also a big deal for the young guys. Ryan Kraft had a 10 ERA as a freshman, and he just goes 7 shutout, you know, as a senior. So some of those young guys that may get beat up a little bit or take it on the chin, just knowing that there is a path, there is light at the end of the tunnel, just keep going, keep going, keep showing up every day with the intention to learn and grow and get better, and you can do similarly. And so I think it gives us a lot of confidence as a group too to see him, but also confidence for those young guys to watch and see what it looks like also.
Was it situations tonight that created the small ball opportunities? Execution?
Yeah.
Obviously created them, yeah. But yeah. What went into that? Because that's obviously normally not part of your game, but it was tonight.
To be honest with you, I was talking to the third base umpire there in the ninth. He said, I told him, you know, last year we played at Purdue, and we didn't bunt very well. We couldn't bunt. And they ran those big shifts, and we hit into them all weekend. Tall grass, wind blowing in. We hammered balls, and we struggled offensively. And made a commitment to the staff after that game, after that weekend. Unfortunately, we won it. We will never not be able to bunt again. We will make it a priority. Coach Allen's really helped with that this year, being able to – I told him it was one of his jobs. You have to be on top of them to be able to bunt, you know. We pride ourselves on teaching guys how to hit and developing them into a well-rounded offensive player. So when I'm in the cages and Zach's in the cages and you're on the field, you've got to be able to bunt and use that as a weapon. And we spent a bunch of time this week bunting. Again, we had a kind of a four-corner drill, like four machines on the field, a right-hand breaking ball, left-hand breaking ball, and two fastballs. Again, doing a ton of bunting this week, just in preparation that if they did use the shifts on us, that we had something to go to. With a north wind, and it played out a little bit differently than even I thought it was going to play out. But you got to have that in your repertoire. You know, last weekend we stole a bunch of bases, and Carl can attest to this. Over the years, we've tried really hard to be adaptable and to adjust our offense, not to just hit homers, not to just slug it and go base to base, but if they're not holding the runners well, then we can steal bases. If you see a window, obviously with the lefty, we're gonna safety or bunt or push bunt or whatever that is, just trying to create some pressure when the wind's not blowing out. And guys did an awesome job. Even the ones that weren't successful, Will Morris push bunt. He wasn't a great bunter when he got here. We just really forced the issue, and now he's got three or four different types of bunts in there. So when you're just constantly pressuring people, now you're out of position. And so, that ground ball he hits in the six hole is because a third baseman's down and now he can't get to it. Cooper has shown the ability to bunt, and so now his single in the six hole, the third baseman's down. And so we've got to build an offense that can win in any arena, that can win in a big field, that can win when the wind's blowing out, that can win against good pitching. And especially as young as we are, sometimes we still do silly stuff offensively. We still have at-bats that are not tremendous. So if you can – a bad matchup for a guy, you can lay a bunt down or at least show the threat of it and maybe change counts, flip counts. Somebody out of position, it's a huge help for us. So we have tried really hard the last several years to be more multidimensional.
Talk about putting the pressure on. Hogan had a couple base running decisions where he took the extra base and paid off. How big is that coming from the freshman and confidence to go for the extra base?
Hogan's just a consummate ball player. Jeremy Gray, our administrator, said the same thing. The Kirby Puckett, he doesn't look like he's a great runner, but he can really get up and go. He's a hustler out of the box. It's all about the first 10 feet out of the box. If you get out and you're on your horse, then you get a chance. But I remember going and watching him here. I think it was Bloomington North High School a couple different times. And, he doesn't look like he's a great runner, but he's got great feel. Steals second, steals third. Just kind of done it all. Pitched, caught, played infield, played outfield. But it's a big deal. And it's something that we have really tried to press upon them, the importance of advancing bases and taking great routes and rounding bases hard and getting out of the box. Like, you just don't know hard 90s all the time, and so it pays off. Like, you tell the guys, you're going to have four, maybe five at-bats, so you're going to run hard to first four times, five times. You can do that for your team. You can get out of the box and pressure somebody five times a game, and Hogan's done that. But he's a great overall baseball player. I call time, and we were just in between fastball time. That lefty did a really good job, spun it really well, and then he spun it so well that we were all fastball timing. Just call time. It's like, we're going to have to hit a fastball here. Stop being in between and hit a fastball and see if we can kind of change the narrative. And he does. He hammers it and then scoots into second base. So he's a really good player right now, and he's going to be a darn good one.
I guess, is coaching third base going to become a regular thing for you now?
Yeah, we kind of started last weekend. BA was sick, and so we started it. And then I think as much as anything, they like me out of the dugout. So I make them, they don't want to hear me in the dugout. So if I go over to third, they don't have to hear me talk as much. So yeah, I'll coach for the foreseeable future, I guess. And hey, I'm adjustable, I'm adaptable, and I'm a team player. So if they want me at third to get out of their hair, then I'll go coach third and get out of their hair a little bit. As long as they play well, then I'll sit in the parking lot. I don't care.
Can you talk a little bit about the defensive performance tonight? There were a lot of some really the high-quality plays made today.
Yeah, Tyler made several tremendous plays. Cooper made a couple of really good plays. We've worked a ton on the first baseman pitcher communication. We've had a couple plays that were tough ones. And when it's your first time playing first at this level, we've had a couple of times where Jake was kind of in between. And so we worked a ton on those plays. I know there are times that we've not played tremendous infield defense, but there's a lot of times we've played really well defensively, especially, Cooper and Will and Jake have been really steady all year. Our defensive range is so much better than it has been. And those guys are so much better throwing on the run, throwing from different arm angles. And Jake's picked a ton of balls. So we played really good in the infield defensively. And then we it gives the pitchers confidence to execute to it. And then our outfield shifts were spot on. You know, the Richmond kid in the ninth, Coach Rutherford has Devin to the opposite side. You wouldn't anticipate that being a good shift, but he was adamant. And I kind of said, are you sure? He said, I'm positive. And then he hits it right down the line to left field. So all those things, they matter, just an out at a time. And we have. We've tried really, really hard on a day-to-day basis to be a fundamental team as much as you can when you're playing a bunch of young guys too that are out there for the first time. So to have a good defensive team that's that young, it's a, you know, I commend those guys. But, yeah, we played great defense tonight. We had one miscue, but besides that, turned double plays, kept the ball in the infield. Tyler made a couple of really nice plays up the middle, and Crafty was confident enough to keep firing that sinker in there and getting ground balls, and we did a great job.
And Devin had that guy he gunned down at second.
Yes. Yeah, it's a – again, we do – I know they roll their eyes at me on cuts and relays, but it matters. It matters. And we practice it and practice it and practice it. And there was a play last week with Devin down the left field line. I think it was it was Evansville or ACU. But we want him to throw the ball on a first base single to left. I want him to throw the ball to the shortstop in the cut because the backside guy slides into second base and will steal out to second base. So I want him to throw it to the cut. But if the ball gets too far out of his funnel, he's got to read it and be able to direct down into second base immediately. And it was that tweener play for them, and he was able to get his eyes up and execute that ball back to second base. We practice outfield throwing to second base. It has to be more than any team in the country because that play happens all the time. It's the play that you get a ton in your and it's in between. It's not a full throw and it's not a short throw. It's that tweener. And 2 years ago, I think we led the country in outfield assists, and we just have practiced that a lot. So it was great to see that play and to have Tyler on the bag prepared for the play. He's not caught off guard, and so all those things matter. But yeah, it was a great play, great heads up, and post-game notes matter when you're talking to those guys about, hey, this is what happened. If this happens in the future, we want to make sure that we don't repeat it. And so he was able to, again, we just covered it. We talked about it. He makes an adjustment. He drops it down to second base, back pick. And Hunter Jesse a couple years ago was really good at that play as well. And something that your left fielder can be a good defender in different ways. He doesn't have to be just a guy that goes and gets it. He gets a ton of those tweener balls. And so it's, do I go to third? Do I go to second base? Do I drop down with the guy on second and keep him off second? So he has to make a ton of decisions. So it is nice to have a really smart player in Devin, and he can execute that play.
Ryan, the curveball in particular was working really well for you today. Just how did that pitch feel, and how were you able to execute it so well?
No, it felt great. Early on in the game, I was able to throw it for strikes. I was able to spike it for strikes. Later on in the game, I was able to throw it ahead in the count. So it kind of just mixed in the match and really helped out.
Ryan, as the outing went along, knowing that this is probably your last one here at IU after a good career, what was going through your head emotionally as you kept putting together good innings? What was going through your mind?
I mean, I really didn't think about it too much until after I was done pitching. So I kind of just felt like going inning after inning, just kind of going one at a time.
Coach talked about your bounce back ability tonight. You talked about the first batter of the game, the slow throw to first, and some other instances, the error at third base. How did you bounce back in those situations and stay in attack mode?
It's a long game. Little things are going to happen. I mean, you just got to go one pitch at a time. I think defense did a really good job, so you can't fault one guy for that. One play, it's going to happen. So I think just trusting yourself and trusting the guys behind you.
Following up on the question I asked, when you did get to the dugout and it was over, then what was going through your mind once you did get a chance to observe?
No, all the other pitchers came up and gave me a big hug and said congratulations on a great start. But yeah, that's pretty much all that happened.
Cooper, what do you see out of Ryan tonight?
Just, it was phenomenal. First pitch strikes, stayed on the count, got balls, got a lot of ground balls for us to, stay clean in the infield. That's the best part about him, is that, he'll strike out, five, six guys a game too. But, he puts balls in play for us to make, so that's the best part about it. And it's fun for me and Tyler and Will, all good plays in the infield, because, you get a lot in practice, but when you get one in a game, it's always a fun thing to do. That's what he's great at, especially, running on fourth, double play balls, gets it all the time. It was just a great start overall for him.
Coach talked offensively about applying pressure in a number of ways. Tonight it was small ball. How big was it for you guys knowing that you can do that since you're going to be playing in bigger parts in the postseason?
Yeah, it's huge. Even like late in the game when you have this little, you know, it's 5-0, you add more runs. The more runs you add in a late game like that, it kind of takes away their motivation to come back. And worked on it a lot in practice recently, just getting bunched down and, you know, learning shifts, bunting into the shifts, stuff like that. It's a huge part today. I mean, especially Stat had a great punt today. He gets it a lot, and then got to it today, and I was on third and scored. And it just things like that kind of like draw them away from wanting to play the game, and more it's frustrating. When you're on defense and they do that to you, it's always annoying. So it's been really good recently.
Anything else for these two?
Cooper, take me through the attempt of stealing home.
Yeah, it was 0-2. He told me, he's like, if it gets to 0-2, you're going to try and steal home. I was like, all right, I mean, might as well. I did it once in high school, and I tried it, and obviously they saw it pretty well. And I got in the rundown, and then I started to tag. I was running back, and I was like, don't tag me out. And he threw it, and I was like, so, yeah, I mean, tried it, didn't work, but it's all right. Maybe next time.
Ryan, Coach Mercer, when he talked to us, kind of reflected on your journey here in Indiana, not just, you know, on the field in terms of changing your pitching style and all that, but off of it. What do you? I know the season isn't over, but what do you reflect on as you kind of think back on what you've done here?
There's a lot of ups and downs. You have a good year, you bounce back, and don't have a great year. It's like how you return from that. It's like being one foot after the other and just day after day.
To mean any more this weekend that you're going to be honored for senior day tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been a great 4 years here. Obviously, we still have one more weekend left in the Big Ten tournament and see what happens then, but a lot of ball play out, so it's still good.
Indiana will honor its seniors in a ceremony before Saturday's 2 p.m. first pitch in Game 2 of the Purdue series. See you at the BART.